The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
My next guest is a three-time Sunday Times best-selling author. She now returns with a psychological thriller filled with twists that are certain to keep you guessing and turning the pages right to the very end. It's called Stranger. Karen Perry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Once you were two and now you are one.
Yes.
Because you used to be one half of Karen Perry. You were Karen Galise. And
yes,
your partner in crime donated the surname to the duo. But you parted the ways.
We did. Well, we parted ways a while ago. Now, actually, this is my third book writing solo as Karen Perry. We parted ways a few years ago. We'd had a great run doing four books together, but it had run its course. So we decided
and
to
Paul, get separate. Did Paul mind donating his surname to you to continue?
Well, there was a negotiation that went on, and it was all very amicable. And our agent, I have to say, was fantastic at coming to a fair agreement, a fair settlement. And the agreement was made, and we went our separate ways. So that's the way.
And you've had great success solo, as it were. Now, the book Stranger, it opens very dramatically, and I'm not sure how much you want to talk to us about it, but the opening is, as I say, a dramatic opening, and then we go back in time to a more, shall we say, everyday situation that many people will be familiar with, and then the tension starts to mount.
Yeah, well, so basically it opens with a mother in the back of a police car being driven away from a school after something terrible has happened at the school. It's clear from the very first line that someone has been killed. And so it's unclear from the first chapter whether the mother is implicated or whether she is the mother of the victim. So it goes back in time to a normal family, a normal Dublin family, where there are two teenage daughters, and the younger daughter, who has been quite troubled and remote for a while now, she is getting involved in a school exchange program. So she has been paired with this girl from France called Corinne, who is coming over to spend a few weeks with this family. And so the present day action happens when this girl arrives. And at first it all seems great. They seem to form a bond, Beth and this girl Corinne, and the family are quite relieved to see that. But pretty soon some questions start to arise, and they start to wonder about this girl that they have welcomed into their home and whether or not she is actually a good influence, or whether she might be leading their daughter down a more dangerous path.
I mean, the classic would be that the elegant, urbane, sophisticated French student called Corinne arrives in the house. But she's not like that at all. I mean, she's quite punky.
She is quite punky. She's got pink hair, and she's got body piercings and tattoos, and she's very she's quite alternative in her own way. And they were a bit nervous at the start that she might be this kind of sultry Mediterranean beauty, which wouldn't have gone down too well either in the house. But she's quite different, and so because she's different, in a way they feel unthreatened by her. She seems, there's a sort of naivete to her as well that they quite like. But she forms a bond very quickly with the younger daughter, Beth. But she's one of those characters, Corinne is one of those characters where she observes everything, you know. And this is a family that have a lot of secrets in their closet. And she's very good at winkling out these secrets and then using them against them. So that's where the tension starts to come in.
Yeah. Was it difficult to capture those teenage girl dynamics? I mean, there are remarks, I think, by the husband, you know, that's the way they are, you know, hard to put up with, and kind of just waiting to get through that particular difficult phase of teenage behavior. Your own kids are younger than that, though, aren't they?
They are. Thankfully, we haven't reached that stage yet. It's coming, though. I feel it's coming sooner than I'd like. But at the time that I started writing this, the whole idea for this novel came, from two different places. First of all, my wonderful niece, Hannah, who is about to do her Leaving Cert, and she is a teenager, but she's a really wonderful teenager. But she had just done a school exchange program abroad. And I was chatting with my sister about it, and we were reminiscing on our own experiences as teenagers doing these school exchange programs. And it's only now, you know, as a parent, that I started thinking about, God, you know, the leap of faith involved in letting your child go off to a different country to stay with a family that you've never met. And, you know, you're trusting a lot to the school and to the school abroad that, you know, that everything has been vetted and, you know, that the kids will be well looked after. But I started thinking about that. And then pretty soon after that, my family and I went to France for 6 months my husband was taking a sabbatical. So we were in France for 6 months, and it really revived my own memories of being a teenager in France for the first time and all of those, you know, wonderful experiences and, you know, that sense of excitement and adventure and sort of fearlessness that you have as a teenager. And so I suppose I was remembering a lot of that and channeling it into the book.
In writing this book about teenage relationships, you already are anticipating what is to come for yourself. But what's quite clear is that the kids tell their parents nothing, if they can possibly avoid it. They have their secrets, and some of the behaviour, the older girl particularly, would have shocked her parents if they only knew. And one of the episodes, I won't go into it, but a neighbour finds out and turns out to be quite a tolerant chap.
Yes. Yeah. I find teenagers fascinating. I really do, because it's such a difficult age for sure. But it's also this transitioning from being a child to being an adult, you know, that sense of self-discovery and exploration and working out who you want to be. And of course, while it's exciting, it's also fraught with danger. And as a writer, I'm drawn to writing and exploring emotional danger. And, you know, when you send your children out into the world, I often feel that before they become teenagers, you know, it's laying the groundwork, putting down the building blocks, because by the time they're 13, 14, they're already leading lives away from you. Even though they're living under your roof, their friendships are becoming so much more important to them than their home relationships, in a way.
Well, Karen, It's a terrific book. It's called Stranger. I'm halfway through it at the moment. I can't wait to finish it, but I didn't want to finish it before I talked to you in case I gave something away. So I don't know what happens in the end yet, but I'm really enjoying it. It's available in all bookstores. Don't forget you can go online and order from your local bookstore, but they will be open, of course, soon. And it costs around €12. The author of Stranger, Karen Perry, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.